Here's a Sun King Studio 92 exclusive. Powered by Teachers Credit Union.
WTTSFM.com.
Hey, Vance.
Hey,
glad to have you here, man.
My pleasure. It's nice. It's very nice. Like, I left and it was like kind of like daylight in the classroom, and now we're like, it's proper show vibes with the lights.
Okay,
and
good. You remember that. That's great. I was, I didn't really watch them, but I noticed there was the Billboard Music Awards last night. Mm. And I really don't need another award show at all. But they had one category.
Did I win something?
You should have, because I think Ed Sheeran got your category, which great. It was like best radio songs or something. There was a category actually called radio songs.
Yes.
And man, you sure provided us with some really good ones.
Oh, thank you.
I want to thank you so much for that.
Oh, thank you.
And, you know, to go way back, I don't want to take you back too far. You've been making the circuit here for 5 years, but you're a multi-talented guy. You could have had a career in Australian football, right?
I definitely was aspiring, and there was a period of time when I had kind of vague ambitions of being a professional sportsman, and I was playing Australian rules football. It was like a semi-professional level, so we had to pay for our uniforms, and so I think like I got my paycheck, but it was like, I remember I looked at it was a piece of paper and it said like pay, and I was like, say it was like for 4 games, it's like you get paid $100 a game or something. Some guys got paid more. I don't know if I was at the top of the list of like well paying guys, but I was like, pretty cool to get paid. I was like $500, and then it was like uniform, like $200. It's like after game food, it's like $15, and I was like, oh, okay. And I like, walked away. It's like bag for football gear. It's like $80. So they found ways to like, I wasn't making a killing, basically.
So you've got these talents there, athletically, obviously, musically, and I guess you had a plan B, or maybe it was a plan C. Is this true? You thought about maybe being a librarian?
Did I say that somewhere? I must have said that.
Well, somebody said you said it somewhere. That doesn't mean you actually said it somewhere.
I like that idea. I mean, in my brain, I like the idea of that. Like, I think it, especially being in this nice old school, like, I can imagine that would be cool. I think librarians, like in at my school, librarians, it wasn't like, this is not a blanket kind of thing, but they often were kind of really grumpy, which I thought was interesting. I don't know what happened, but maybe people weren't quiet enough. It was always like we were being too loud.
Maybe it was you.
So I don't know if I'd be good at that authority figure, like telling people to be quiet. Like I'm just like, whatever. But I can't remember that. I do like reading. So I think I have an interest in books, and my mum's an English teacher. So I think that is in me in some way. So I think maybe instead of librarian, maybe teaching English or something could be cool.
Well, not to take it too far back down the road here. I know like 3 years ago you opened for Taylor Swift, and I need a couple of Advil just thinking about that. But now things are a little bit different, right?
Pardon? Sorry, what was the last
Things are a little bit different now. You're playing some really cool theaters, and you've got Red Rocks.
Yes, coming around, which is exciting. So what a privilege to play there. And so that's, I'm excited and a bit nervous about that one, because it gets so much press, that place.
Oh, yeah. I've never been out there, but it's certainly on the list. Mm. Maybe I'll go see you.
Yeah.
And Forecast.
I'll get you a ticket if you want to go.
You heard it.
That's
all right.
Official. No, that's okay. Okay, cool. All
right. That's great.
Okay, well, Ed, seriously, write your names right in and we'll see what we can do.
And 100 miles down the road from us, you're at Forecastle mid-July. So that's great. That's an opportunity if you can't make it out to Red Rocks to go see him there. Nation of Two implies that there's you might be one of the two. Yeah. And there might be somebody else in this nation, but little is known about your personal life.
Yes. I guess actually for I love that question. when I was writing this album, I was a Nation of Two when I'm hanging out with my best friends and, you know, my sister. It's like a good duos, but I didn't have I was kind of single for making this album, which was okay. It was kind of like I was able to, had a lot of time to, I guess, not be distracted, and so I spent a lot of time, you know, crafting the songs, and I spent a lot of time over here in the States kind of working with producers and different songwriters. I found that, like, I think now, like, it's slightly different now. I'm not exactly a Nation of One now, but that which is nice. But I think I'm glad that I had that experience of kind of making an album and kind of having, I guess, a lot of freedom to kind of feel a bit like I had a lot of nights in Airbnbs watching The Office by myself, which was a bit depressing. But also, I think in a way, it was almost like it inspired me to write songs, love songs and stuff like that. So,
yeah. Well, man, we're sure glad you found time on your tour, swinging through Ohio, Pennsylvania, back up to Detroit, I believe, tomorrow to stop in here. So it's just great to have you once again. Vance Joy.
Awesome. Okay. This is my song, Saturday Sun.